John and Edward, hello, how you doing?
Hey everyone, this is John.
I'm Johnny Lever, and today we are at Jedward, and we're so excited about coming to Girlfest. It's going to be amazing.
We can't wait to see you. What can we expect from your set?
Girlfest, well, we love doing festivals. We're going to have like some acoustic songs, we're going to sing some slow songs, we might have flat hair, we might be real mellow, we might jump off stage, might do some crowd surfing. It's all very spontaneous.
Flat hair? You can't have flat hair, you're not known for flat hair.
But we had flat hair for like the last 2 years. But anyway, whatever, we're cool. We're going to look so cool that people are going to be like, whoa, they look cool.
Fantastic stuff. And are we going to be expecting lots of stuff from the new album?
Well, our new album's coming out in September, but we'll sing like maybe some songs. But then we've had like 3 albums. We have a lot of songs to sing, and we're going to rock out, and we might do some covers. So maybe like some of the biggest hits this year, like Coldplay or something like that.
And the latest single, Free Spirit, that's a bit of a good one, isn't it? We're liking that. Can we expect to hear that in the set?
Yeah. We filmed the music video Free Spirit. We filmed that in Ireland, and we filmed it in Rome, and it's like a really, really cool song. It's real kind of, and we wrote the song as well. So hopefully everyone will know the lyrics, and everyone will be singing it. And I think it's our first time singing that in the UK, so it'll be really cool.
And you talk about your festivals, you enjoy playing festivals. What's the buzz like at a festival compared to one of your normal gigs where it's just you headlining?
The best thing about a festival is that it's not just you. There's a lot of different acts, so you might catch up with like different artists or meet new artists that you've never met before, and then they like give you some advice or you see what they're doing, and you make like loads of new fans because people coming to festivals aren't necessarily all your fans. So it's like you're proving yourself to like a big mass of audience of people, and then if they want to be a fan, they can be a fan. They like you on stage.
And what can you say about your fans? Because they are absolutely mad, aren't they? You got very dedicated fans.
Yeah, our fans are crazy. Like, we have like 700,000 followers on Twitter, and like they're always tweeting us nonstop. And if someone mentions us anywhere, they're always onto it and like tweet them everything, don't they, John? We did Eurovision like twice, so we have fans all over Europe. And we did a tour in Australia, we did a tour in Canada, so we're totally all over the place.
Can you believe how incredible things have gone for you in the last few years?
I think it's really cool because we started off in X Factor, then we did Eurovision twice, and then we had like 3 albums. We met Barack Obama. We've done a lot of crazy stuff, but we still have loads to do because our new album's all written by us, so it's almost like our first album.
And some of those things you're saying, they're just incredible things that a lot of people would say, that would be my career highlight, meeting Barack Obama and, you know, playing Eurovision. What is left to do that you really want to do? Are there certain projects that you've got your eye on?
Well, I think we do a lot of stuff on TV. Like, we have like Jared's Big Adventure, and that's like been like 3 series. So we would do like different TV shows, and a lot of different TV companies want us to do like different TV shows for them. So I say there's going to be a lot more TV shows in the future.
And you've done your TV stuff, you've been on the road, you've gone in the studio. Is there somewhere you prefer to be? Is one of those more favourable to you?
I like a bit of everything. I think it's good to do a bit of everything. Like, we like working on songs and writing songs all the time, because the more songs you write, the more better you get at writing songs. And we love the most important place we love being is on stage, because I feel like on stage everything comes to life. All the fans are there, everyone's hearing the words, and we can't wait to just come out on stage and just like get caught in the moment and just have a great time.
And you talk about writing, and obviously your new album on the horizon as well. What inspires you to write? Where do you go to do your writing?
Where do we go? I think everywhere we go, we're always writing songs, always getting ideas, and always developing ideas. And whether like it could be a line, or it could be a melody, or like the direction of the song we wanted to go, and like an EDM song, it could be like a guitar song. So all songs start with like a chord progression on the guitar, or it starts maybe just writing the lyrics and. It all depends, but the way we got our inspiration, it's just like wanting to write something special. So we always want to do something that will appeal to our fans, like Free Spirit. I think like so far 40 fans have got it tattooed on them, so that must mean a lot to them. We want songs that have a good meaning to them.
What does that mean to you when you hear stories like that of your fans getting tattoos with your lyrics on?
Well, I think a lot of them, anytime we pick fonts or anything like that, like album artwork and stuff, we always want to make it cool in case anyone decides to get a tattooed, or like if we're writing a lyric, then we'll make like a tattooable lyric or whatever. But it's cool, it's their choice, but no one has to do it. Like, but it's cool when they come up to you and you go, I've got your face tattooed to my arm. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, casual, as you do, you like a bit of that. With the set that you provide, there's always high energy with Jedward on the road, of course. So when you're writing your music, do you have that in mind about how it's going to sound on stage?
I don't know, because the thing about our albums is we try to always get a mix of songs, not all high energy. Like, we get some slow songs in there, we get some acoustic songs, so it's not all the same vibe. So we always try to have ups and downs, not all like instant bursts of energy. I know we have like people think we have loads of energy, but it's just like we try to put on a good show. It's not like we're crazy.
And summer is a mad time for lots of artists, loads of festivals going on. How is it looking for you guys? Obviously, we're going to see you at Guildfest next week, but what's the summer looking like?
It's all about Guildfest. What are you talking about? Forget those other festivals.
Well, we're really, really looking forward to seeing you next weekend. Guildfest, Stoke Park in Guildford. Jedward, we will see you there.
Okay, thank you to everyone and everyone listening. This is our brand new single, Free Spirit. It rocks.